Blog Talk Radio.
Put a spell on you.
it up, fuck it up, let it pop.
Careful what you say, karma like a bitch. Shots back at you like a rubber band. Don't believe what you see. Now you in way too deep. The hand that you bite had the upper hand. Karma kills you quicker than a reaper can. Don't believe what you see. Karma come in your sleep. Leak out, it's the play called then get geeky for third world mentality, lethal, we be serious. We'll compromise the loyalty over the TV. Fuck everything that bleeds, breathe, ain't at peace with us. All propaganda, we do see, we just keep it hush. To find it hard to sleep, up them dreams of the Taj Mahal. North heart running, seeking peace in these wicked streets. China got the whole world locked in key. What that really means? Palms over jungles, run the temple, pray to Hanuman. Karma's all around us, turn the ashes, turn us back to dust. Careful what you say, karma like a bitch. Shots back at you like a rubber band. Don't believe what you see. Now you in way too deep. Hand that you bite had the upper hand. Karma kills you quicker than a reaper can. Don't believe what you see. Karma come in your sleep.
Push it up.
Fuck
it up,
fuck it up,
let it pop.
1-1-1, that's the date that this all begun. There were challenges, roadblocks, and now what bitch, now we on. I'm real, I'm coming on like the fall of Genghis Khan. I'm a few vanilla, I'm PX like it's Ramadan. Coming in 310 degrees, till they don't believe what they see. Putin kill a beast, and from overseas, what is beef? When you looking in the eye of Raja, God, she feels imbalance, that's a lot of karma. 50 pounds, paid and listen what they say. One, careful what you say, karma like a bitch. Shots back at you like a rubber band. Don't believe what you see. Now you in way too deep. Hand that you bite had the upper hand. Karma kills you quicker than a reaper can. Don't believe what you see. Karma come in your sleep.
Brother, sister, celestial angels, brother wisdom. A little later, I'm going to come to you guys with this video on. We're going to start on the. We're going to be on the minerals, but we're going to start without the. We're going to start on the sulfo salts, and then from the sulfo salts, we're going to move to the nitrates and. Let's see, the nitrates and the phosphates. Oh no, I'll deal with the night with the video. But the first video that's going to go on is going to be about the sulfo salts, and that's going to be dealing with the minerals. When we do that first part of the sulfo salts with minerals, you really begin to get an understanding of the minerals that's within us. But in the meantime, I just want to talk about karma. You know, karma is something that happens. The laws of karma is something that happens because something else happened. All right? You know, it's the cause and the effect. Because this happened, the effect is this or that. Okay? This is the basic laws of karma, and we're watching this happen among these earth beings. You know, you gotta just keep in mind that, you know, these beings have literally did damage to our planet. All right? Karma has no time. All right? There's no time on karma. How this is going to happen, Karma happens when someone awakens. All right? That's when karma happens. So because we have made that awakening, that massive awakening all over the planet, we've made that massive awakening, karma is taking place right now. We're watching it. We're watching it in real time. You know, Look at these orc beings. Look at the, you know, all the mankind and the humans. Look what they did. You know, wiped out whole generations. You know, look over there in Indonesia. Look over there in Papua New Guinea. What they're doing to our people. Killing and beating our people and, you know, displacing our people, doing all these things to our people, you know. And they actually think that karma's not going to hit them. You know, look at look at the queen of England, Elizabeth, that fucking lizard ass bitch. Fuck her. Look what the fuck she's doing. She's got all of our jewels. She plays a definite role in the destruction of our people. All right, look at this. Look at what they're doing. Look how they wiped out whole generations of our people, and then they have it documented and says that we realized as we begin to kill the Negroids, they call us Negroids. As we begin to kill the Negroids, we realized that the planet was cooling off. So therefore, they continued on because they couldn't take the heat from our planet when they first got here. You know, look at when they first got here and they had the zoos and had our people walking around in zoos because their people had never seen us before. Their people had never seen any of us before, and they caused us to fall from our power, and they had zoos. They had us in cages and had us walking around in chains. They were having sex with us and molesting us and just, I mean, cutting us up and all kind of things. I mean, they were just doing everything to us that was against nature. And they thought that they will continue to do that. Look how they're killing our people and taking our body parts and all this stuff. You know, karma is getting ready to take place, my people. Karma is getting ready to take place. That's why I tell our people all the time, I say, you need to get some seeds. You need to get yourself, you know, buy some seeds, get yourself some canned goods, water, some beans and dry beans and rice and all kind of other food. You know, because karma is getting ready to take place. Karma is getting ready to take place. Locking our people up in jail. You know, the brother get a life sentence for stealing a pack of bubble gum. And these beings laugh about it. You know, brothers and sisters being locked up. They got the sisters in prison wanted to euthanize them so that they won't have children anymore. You know, or sterilize them, not euthanize, but sterilize them. But that's the euthanization of their reproductive organs. So we can say euthanize, you know. Look at what they're doing to our people. Now we got a vision of our people, how they hung us and slaughtered us and enslaved us and did whatever they wanted to do, used us to make money. Karma is coming, my people, because we have awakened. Now look at how they cut down the trees and killing the animals for sport. Huh? Just to cut the head of the animal off and put it on a wall. Cutting down the trees because they said, oh yeah, we need to implement a 5G program and the trees is in the way. And they cut down the trees and they dig up the land and take land away from them. Look how they took away the land from us all over and gave it to some Siberians, some goddamn Siberian humans, gave it to the Siberians and called the Siberians Indians and gave them our tribal names. And these Siberians are running around here talking about, oh yeah, we're the native and we're the original people on the land. Alright, this is what they did, my people. How they dig up the ground and constantly taking the oil. And they say, well, you know, the planet replenishes. No, it's not here for you to take. This oil, our planet has veins. This oil belongs to the planet. It's part of the balance and how they offset the balance. Look at the barren lands. You know, when you go into the downtown areas and to the inner city areas or whatever, that's barren land. I don't care how many buildings there, that's barren land because All the trees are gone. All the waters and the rivers and valleys, that land is barren. It can't produce any fruit because the ground is covered up with concrete and buildings and buildings and buildings. Look at what they're doing, how they're stealing the energy from the planet and got us paying them pieces of paper for energy that's free. Karma is coming. How they spray in the sky so that the planet won't be able to, so that we won't be able to enjoy the planet. How they turned our people against each other. When we were once in sync and in tune with each other, now our people are turned against each other. Look at what they've done. And they do this for monetary values so that we can kill each other, so that you have one person in the grave and they taking the organs from that one person, you got another person of our people in the jail cell, and you make and you making, they making their monies through the stock market on us, whether we're dead or whether we are fucking alive. Karma is coming, and it's coming this year, and karma is already in the beginning stage. We told you guys 2020 will be a complete and total massacre, and this is what's happening. Karma. Karma. Karma has no time. Karma waits when it waits for the person to awaken. So if you got somebody who's fast asleep and somebody done broken their house and destroyed everything, when that person wakes up and finds out who did it, that's when karma takes place. Because karma only happens when those who are asleep have awakened. Like we said, karma has no time. Karma has no time at all. So this is what's happening, my people. This is what's happening. Karma is taking place. And these orc beings, this mankind creature and this human creature on our planet, all right, this mankind creature and this human creature on our planet are going to pay. They're going to pay with their dear life. They're going to pay with their blood. All of them. All of them. We've already established that their forefathers started everything, set the precedent. Their forefathers set the precedent. And they carry the blood of their forefathers. I don't care how much they say, oh, we are, you know, I love your black people. And I'm married to one. And I'm dating. I have black friends. You know, we ain't black. That's number one. We ain't black. But you think that you're doing something? You think that you're trying to make up for what your forefathers did? I don't care what you say. You carry their blood, and karma has to take place because the sins of the father fall upon the children. Karma takes place. Karma is taking place, my people. Karma is happening right now. This coronavirus ain't this is not something that's just gonna pass away and disappear. No. It's attacking every bloodline. Every bloodline. And it ain't finished. There are three more even more deadly viruses that's on the way. And these viruses are going to be attacking the bloodlines of the forefathers, and all of their forefathers did dirt to us. I don't care when they stopped. They say, well, you know, my great-great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-granddaddy did this, but my granddaddy, he made a change. Okay. All right. Your granddaddy made a change. But guess what? You still carry that blood. You got guilty blood. And karma, the laws of karma, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, says for every soul loss, we're taking three of yours. That's what karma says. because one of us is equal to three of them. That's how powerful we are. One of us is equal to three of them. So for every one of us, it's three of them. China, Japan, Korea, all down in Brazil, in South America, Mexico, Russia, all those areas with their forefathers, Canada, all those areas, every place on this planet where their forefathers came in and decimated the land and killed the people so they could take the land. All of them were going to pay. Karma must take place. Karma must take place. It's going to be a beautiful day. At the same time, it's going to be a day of weeping and crying and blood spilling all over the land because karma must take place. Karma must take place. All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Just looking at, just thinking about it. The water. Look at all the fish that they have pulled out the water for profit. Look at all the animals that they have killed and slaughtered for profit. Got their bodies in grocery stores and freezers. Look at what they've done to the planet, to the people, to the animals, to the land, to the sky, to the seas. Look at what they've done. Karma is going to take place. And it's beginning now. 2021, we see no businesses. Karma is taking place now. This is just the beginning. We ain't even got part of the way through this wonderful, beautiful, massacre of a year. Karma must take place, my people. Because they've done too much dirt. And there's nothing where for them to go. There's nothing that they can do. There's nothing, there nowhere they can hide. Because karma is going to take place. And they will all pay. They will all pay. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angel beings. Peace to you all.
Royalty, royalty, royalty to all. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday. I'm your host, Aru. I do apologize about the late start. Well, not the late start, excuse me, the early start. Sometimes, you know, in scheduling these shows, sometimes I hear the time. So I scheduled it for 8:30 instead of 10. Don't know how that happened, but sometimes it happens. So I apologize, guys. Please be sure, note that, you know, going forward, guys, if you don't see a show posted in our Enhanced Awareness Radio group, now I want you to know that first thing you need to do first is join our Facebook group. Our Enhanced Awareness Radio Facebook group is going to have every podcast that is coming up pinned to the top, okay? So that's how you can keep up with the podcast. Joanne, she sees the podcast. But Joanne, I want you to even understand, if you do not see a show link posted for that day, there will be no show. Because sometimes I'm able to, not sometimes, excuse me, I'm able to tell, you know, our team in the background about, in the background, Moses, okay? You have to explain that one, Eternal. But, you know, again, guys, if you don't see a show at the top, pinned at the top, there is not show Brazen the Animals. Oh, yeah, yes, indeed. I mean, now it makes sense. You know, Eternal is in the background talking about how, you know, how they had us in human zoos. You know, it makes sense that this, y'all, we must understand that, you know, the whole argument about race, you know, white and black and all this, we have to understand, guys, this is energy, okay? This is a entity. This is a type of people. Yes, 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 yes. Let's go ahead and hop into, because you're saying a lot of great stuff. Let's hop into the Pluto conjunction, you guys. This is Brother Marvin. He states about what's going on with the Pluto conjunction. You know, this is a 222 from his perspective. I don't know if you guys have been seeing twos a lot, but that two in numerology, the sacred geometry, have been very loud. You know what I mean? So, I'm going to hop into it. Yep. I'm talking about it, y'all. I want to hop into it because I want me and Turner to come on. This lecture is 1 hour and 23 minutes long. This is 23. All right? So, yeah. Okay. All right, guys. I'm sorry, guys. I got to cut up the volume because it's a little low for me. Oh, it is all the way up. Okay. I guess when he starts talking, it'll get better. All right. Hold on, y'all. Here we go. Now, he comes in. Just don't be... Well, you know what? Let me fast forward until he starts talking.
In 24. So, it stated, it's a meme here, on 2/22/22, we will be a once-in-a-lifetime 248-year event. Pluto is going to go conjunct, which means it's going to return to the United States. The last time this happened was on July 4, 1776, the exact founding day of America. Astrologically, Pluto brings destruction and rebirth. Wrong fail when Pluto returned. The USA Pluto return will last from 2022 to 2024. Let's get it. So now, the update. The portals of the underworld's Anubian and Unpluto energies within us have been unleashed. The will, the finite. That's why the shadow edges have been so heavy over the last 2 months, because those underworld Plutonian energies have been building up to this moment, or shall I say, wrinkle in time. Right? The message the Empire Strikes Back / Dark Fathers have returned to restore balance to these Rogue Ones, this high receiver channel, Empire Strike Back channel. The Rogue Ones are the elites, invaders, archons, and everybody else who is working against us, who have caused a severe time-space distortion in the cosmos. Now it's time for retribution. Over the next 2 years, the American government will be the global monetary system. They will not be able to tell any code to a bar karma. They will have to use their media outlets. They will have to use their media outlets to state their fall plan. Right? They will have to come out and say it plainly to everybody, to the public, lest they generate karma for what's going on with Akashi. Let's need you. Little bit of Galactus and Machiavelli. So yeah. So they're gonna have to admit the fall publicly. Also the Dark Mothers will be coming into this realm to unhinge the last of the political systems of the United Nations with their red rays of death. This will be a cosmic cleansing for the root chakra of the earth and its inhabitants, which sits in America, Turtle Island. So the status quo of America will be destroyed in the next 2 years, followed by a rebirth of divine vigor and intelligence coming 2025 to 2027. That's the end of that transmission, all right? So that's the end of the 222-22 transmission. That's where it is. It's a dark portal, dark energy, dark matter energy, dark force energy coming through. Nubian and Unpushin, which is Anubis' wife, coming through, also known as Exolos and Thunderdog over here. Alright? So those energies are coming through hard, they're coming to destroy. So you're going to see society itself unhinged. Niggas is fighting at Chuck E. Cheese from what I heard. They scrapping at Chuck E. Cheese. Why? They were showing you the rat energy. What's Chuck E. Cheese energy? The rat energy. Right? The rat energy represents, as y'all know, in old school indigenous lore, the musk rat was the one who sacrificed itself to bring forth the world. So the Chuck E. Cheese energy, the rat being the cousin of the musk rat, in the original indigenous laws of Turtle Island, being a cousin, they basically said that this energy is going to sacrifice itself for the rebirth of America. So when it sacrifices itself, the destruction of America will be complete. And you're going to see it more and more. That's why Biden is in office. You see what I'm saying? Biden is, I told y'all, the great destroyer of America. Gas is what? I'm in Bama, gas damn near $3.30. Let's call it spade a spade here. Everything, food just shot up. That's famine. You hear war and rumors of war. Ain't Biden fucking with Putin and everybody else? Yes, and Putin's attacking them back. So there's war and rumors of war. The need for conquest. So now, since they running out of resources on the planet, they're going to have to go on to war. And somebody got to be the conqueror, and somebody got to be the conquered. And so finally, you see it there. You see a lot of people drop dead from these cosmic plasma energies. And if y'all didn't know, there are videos surfacing, especially in Australia, of the earth being on fire. Just plasma energy bursting out of the earth. Not even volcanic energy, just pure plasma energy. Just setting the ground on fire. And so this is what you got going on. This plasma energy is also coming from within the earth, too, like we've been telling you. So over here in my hood at Walmart, the ground collapsed. The ground collapsed for no reason. Nobody got nothing to say about it, and they hadn't fixed it. I thought that was strange that the ground collapsed, and it was beautiful days for about 2 weeks. The ground literally collapsed. And nobody knows why the ground collapsed. They just put like a little barrier over it to stop people from falling into it. But it just sunk in. Now this area here in Bama is more like a mountainous forest type area. So you know we're on pretty stable ground. There's really no real reason for the ground to just sink in like that. You see what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, y'all. Shit. Hold on.
So, you haven't, until I've seen the video of Australia, I was like, that's exactly, a little more lava-like because Australia is more of a tropical area. But here, it looks in the form of a sinkhole, like the ground just collapsed, like it just sunk in. It's not on fire. So watch out for these sinkholes that just randomly collapsing all over America. That's our version of what's going on in Australia with the plasma bursting out of the ground. You see what I'm saying? So it literally collapsed, and nobody had nothing to say. But what blew my mind is they hadn't sent any construction workers out there to fix it. You know, it's Walmart now. You know, Walmart got billions of dollars. They easily fix a problem like this. But the reason why they haven't fixed it is because it's an unexplainable event. Like, why the fuck did the ground sink in? No trucks came through. That area, when I seen it, like, 2 days, I was there recently, like, 2 or 3 days before, the ground was normal. So no trucks or anything had, you know, no 18-wheelers and men had come through there to break it. So it just naturally just sunk in. You see potholes like this just materialize all over the planet. That's the plasma coming up from the earth. Everybody's version of the pothole or the plasma energy bursting out of the ground is different. For Australia, it literally looks like a lava hole. Well, for us, they look like sinkholes. So, yeah. So, yeah. So, know what's going on. I wish I had took a picture of it so y'all could see it. So, now, let me get into the next part. Another transmission I received. This transmission was called Earth 298 by 319. We see it to be Earth 14. So, now, I want y'all to understand this part. I'm going to explain it as I get into the transmission. 1/4 means it's only 1/4 complete due to a lot of cosmic interference from invaders. We're going to get into that in a moment. This is Earth 298/319, also known as the Demiurgic Earth, / the Demiurgos verse, where everything is reversed and is backwards, also known as reverse Earth. There are many different versions of Mother Earth's consciousness. She decides to be a host planet, prime planet, and that she will nurture and grow many different primordial beings into celestials via her consciousness, right? Us living on her body and learning and growing on her body, right? But this demiurgic reality of Earth is the only aspect of Mother Earth's Kaya, Mu, Ki, Terra, Kai, etc. consciousness that has never been shifted and ascended. See what I'm saying? Never been shifted and ascended. This is what you're saying here. Why? Because the Demiurge, also known as Yah, the Boy of the Blind, I thought that was a cool name, was a fucking mad god. All the mad Titan legends came from him. You see what I'm saying? The mad Titan legends came from him. Why? Because the Demiurge, Yah, the Boy of the Blind, was a fucking mad god. And I'm about to explain the second reason, too. But that's the first reason as to why this realm has never been shifted or ascended. This aspect of Mother Earth's consciousness. Because there are many different versions of Earth. Like they tell you in DC and Marvel, like Earth 619, Earth 348, Earth 111, stuff like that. That's real. That's part of the multiverse. Well, all the other Earths have already been ascended. You see what I'm saying? Across the multiverse. Except for this one. You see what I'm saying? Except for this one. So now, reason number two for the reason why it has never been ascended and shifted is due to all the invasions and attacks that the Demiurge allows to happen when we open up our portals and allow all these interdimensional /interstellar invaders into our realm. So it was him. Everybody want to know how did the portals get open or who opened them. It was him who opened them. He made a deal with them. He made a deal with these beings. And so he allowed them to come in because we refused to listen to his bullshit when he came down and tried to project himself as God when we was down here worshiping ourselves. You see what I'm saying? We was down here. We knew we was our own God, but who the fuck is you, nigga? When he came down here and looked at everybody. So that's the Tower of Babel story, right? So everybody looked at that nigga like he was throwing fucking crazy. So he was like, all right. Remember, he a jealous guy. Very envious. Very blind to bullshit. So since y'all won't worship me, I'm going to go and I'm going to find other niggas that's just as fucked up as me. And I'm going to bring them into this realm. And I'm going to destroy this earth. And it's gonna become my kingdom. You see what I'm saying? My demiurgic kingdom. So that's what you're seeing. So now, how did he have access to our portals? He is the creator of this version of the 3D for the astral physio material universe / matrix. Well, here you are 1/3 immortal, 1/3 psychic, and 1/3 matter. But then I told y'all earlier, I said this is Earth 1/4, but that's only 1/3, right? So the other aspect of you which makes it 1/4 is that it's the astral part of you. You see what I'm saying? It's the astral aspect, your astral body, right? So you're 1/4 immortal, which would equate to your soul. You're 1/4 astral, which equates to your spirit. You 1/4 psychic, which equates to your mind, and you 1/4 matter, which equates to your material body, right? That's why Sister Sunjai said that we are the ascendants of our ancestors and not descendants, because no one else in the cosmos has a material body. Shout out to Sister Sunjai. We seen her video. It was fire. Shout out to Brother Wilson for showing it to us and his information as well. We are the only beings in existence that are, and this is a secret that most people don't know. See, and that I'm about to tell y'all, that why all the other star families look at us like we royalty, because nobody else have this skill or this technique throughout the cosmos. All right, so this is what I'm about to tell y'all. We are the only beings in existence that are materialized, not physical. Everybody is physical. Everybody has a physical body. Physicality and materiality are two different energies. Most people don't know that. Physicality is kinetic energy, potential energy, and kinetic energy. That's all physicality is. Everybody has a physical body. You see what I'm saying? Everybody. This science is known as materialization, and this skill set alone with our great lineage and ancestors is what makes us royalty in the eyes of our own star family. You see what I'm saying? Of our own star family. So keep this. Perfect example of what I'm saying. Y'all seen the movie Green Lantern, right? Remember in the movie Green Lantern, Cuz was teaching Hal Jordan how to use his ring. And he had to imagine and will his constructs into existence, right? But notice, whenever they start focusing, they construct disappear. P-gang. They constructs disappear. Why? Why do the constructs disappear? Because the constructs are physical, not material. You see what I'm saying? The constructs are physical, not material. What's the difference between the physical and the material? According to the Andromeda, Alice Collins, I think sacred grounds, don't quote me on that, but I think it's something sacred grounds, but he wrote the book when I read it. The Andromeda is clearly stated when he was channeling them and asking them questions, they clearly stated, and I quote, what makes y'all special is y'all can create fully materialized. So y'all not just constructing, y'all are materializing whatever y'all create. Whereas everybody else in the cosmos can only construct, but their physical creations disappear. Now they have technologies, but they liquid light technologies or liquid dark technologies. They're not material technologies or material intelligences. This is the difference between us and everybody else. So they look at that gift of materialization as like one of the greatest gifts ever seen by us. You see what I'm saying? Ever seen by us. Like we go make a chair, that chair actually exists. You make a TV or a cell phone, it actually exists. Obviously, it actually exists. I'm talking to y'all right now, right? So it actually exists. You see what I'm saying? And it will exist for a certain time frame to that particular technology or program begins to break down and needs to be recycled. So no one else in the cosmos has the gift of materialization. You see what I'm saying? So everybody's interested in this skill. Even our food is a form of materialization. Everything we do is based off materialization, because that one-third aspect of matter, which is the most deficient, corrupted, incomplete program in existence, also has its own gifts, too. We always look at the negatives of matter, but we don't ever look at the positives of matter. You can materialize everything you want to see here. It stays here. You can utilize whatever you materialize whenever you feel like it with your will. And most importantly, whatever you use is actually going to work for you. If I create a chair to sit down in it, it's actually going to hold me. Whereas everybody else when they construct a chair and they sit down, unless they continue to focus on that chair gonna vanish. And that's our gift. That's our gift, materialization. But if we sit in that chair, we don't even have to focus on the chair. The chair gonna remain and do what it's programmed to do as being a chair, which is allowing somebody to sit in. Mind blowing, right? Materialization. So this is our secret. So they looking at us like we the ultimate alchemist. We the ultimate alchemist, right? Because we figured out a way to literally materialize using this one-third aspect of us known as matter, known as the fire, the forge. The forge is this inside of y'all, telling y'all about Tummo and your inner belly fire, which is one of the greatest metaphysical sciences for us because you actually harness your passions and focus it into an energy which you can use to not only help you gain enlightenment, but help you create many different intelligences and technologies. So this is what's going on here. So that's the power of our gift of creation. Look at America. America is what? Sitting on the root chakra, right? Now, according to the rest of the world, America is probably the most well-built country in the world because our powers of materialization are enhanced by Mother Earth's root chakra. That's what makes us the ultimate masons. You see what I'm saying? So don't always just look at the negatives of matter. Look at what it offers you as well. It offers you materialization. When you have sex with somebody, you actually performing the act of sex. If you go to the store, you actually performing the act of going to the store. You are the ultimate alchemist, and no one has seen this before. If you go to other planets, the houses and everything is made of crystal. It's made of many different substances that's never been that we all can tap into, right? It's made of these things: crystal light, liquid darkness, and all other type of energies that already mapped in the universe. But this thing called materialization down here on Earth. But we could take brick from carbon and all other type of elements and minerals and use them to produce actual physical or actual material. Let me refer to actual material programs has never been seen before. It's never been seen before. Like y'all don't even know. That shit is not even the sound, even the music we make is material. It's not just physical kinetic sound, it's material sound. That's why it actually affects your body when you're listening to music. Your material body, because the sound waves are material. Everything here is materialized, not just manifested. Manifested, that's what you were seeing in Green Lantern, where it was manifesting their country. Everybody has the power of manifestation, but not everybody has the power of materialization. Matter of fact, we seem to be the only ones who are able to actually materialize things and it be that materialization. But this is what made this project interesting. Part of Project Starseed's main objectives was posing the question, what if we could perfect matter? That last one-fourth component that is supposed to be the most corrupted, most deficient, most incomplete, most broken program in existence. What if we could figure out a way to perfect this energy known as matter? You see what I'm saying? They say it's four phases of matter, right? Solid, liquid, gas, and plasma, right? Now, plasma, liquid, and gas, everybody else has, but solid. Now, that's something interesting. Like, that's the materialization part of it. Liquid gas and plasma is the soul, the spirit, and the mental, emotional side of it, right? Liquid is emotional and mental. Gas is the spiritual, astral side of you, and plasma is the etheric, soul side of you, right? Right, you have all that inside of you. You see what I'm saying? You have plasma in your blood, liquid soul. Water is 70% of your body. You see what I'm saying? That's emotion. That's feeling. That's why you have. That's why we have the biggest. Another powerful gift we have is the emotional spectrum, because our emotions are material. They actually materialize. When niggas is angry, you can feel their anger. When they happy, you can feel their happiness, because they are material emotions. You know, in alchemy, they talk about the primal material or the primordial or original material. You see what I'm saying? What we are interested in is taking these concepts. You know, primal material is what is the original melanin substance that, or source melanin, created all this shit. What we interested in down here, or the alchemy that we are, the magnum opus, the great work that we taking place in, is the concept, is playing with the concept of perfected material or perfected matter. You know what I'm saying? This magnum opus, it's the greatest cosmic campaign that's ever been done in the history of the cosmos. So now the Starseeds came down here to finally settle the score once for all with these rogue ones, because since they have lost the cosmic interstellar war everywhere else, this is the last realm they actually exist in, and that's why they are fighting tooth and nails to stay in power, while at the same time working together as one unit mind to actually perfect matter by sending ourselves and the planet to perfect imperfectible. This is why we down here. We are down here to perfect the imperfectible. This is the whole alchemy. It's about 22. And the whole alchemy is about perfecting the imperfectible. What if we can do it, right? But why is it so many star seeds are in one place at one time, in one life? You got millions, tens of millions, actually, of star seeds. That's unheard of. There's never been a great gathering of this many advanced elder souls in one place ever in the cosmos. Yeah, we fought battles together, but it was probably like 1,000 of us, or a few thousand, maybe tens of thousands of us, but never in the millions. It never required millions of us to do anything, right? But with this little project we got going on down here, we like, what if all of us came down here and we all said, you know what? I'm going to take this piece and work on it. I'm going to go down there and I'm going to become an alchemist. I'm going to go down there and I'm going to become a sorcerer. I'm going to go down there and I'm going to become a Jedi. I'm going to go down there and I'm going to become a scientist. I'm going to go down there and I'm going to become a dragon lord. And so on and so forth. A shaman. Or a warrior healer. Or whatever you connect with. An oracle. You see what I'm saying? You whatever field you chose to embark upon, or herbalist, whatever, you know, whatever your great skill set is, you chose to embark upon it to fulfill your contract, your role in producing the alchemy, the great work, and the great work is perfecting the imperfectible, known as demiurgic matter. That's what the great work is all about. And now you're starting to see it more and more. Like, we're getting the hang of this shit. All right, we we had never, both of us don't really come to the material verse. You see what I'm saying? Most of us, we go somewhere else, do our thing. But now we're getting the hang of this thing called matter. We understand that it's fueled by passion, the fire, the smokeless fire. You see what I'm saying? The tumor, the inner belly fire. We understand that now. We understand that there's a fire is nothing but the forge inside of you that you refine your greatest alchemist, like that magical katana or that magical armor or that magical energy that you're producing in the forge. Because that's what forges are for. That's why the masonry, the metallurgy is so advanced. The blacksmithery is so advanced down here because it's letting you know that the energy that we're dealing with, the iron, that we just came out of the Iron Age, is so potent down here because we really had the forge inside of us the whole time. All the ideals came from within us. You feel me? They came from within us. Who the first person to think of building a katana or a machete or armor? Or who idea was to build a kitchen to cook? You see what I'm saying? Where's all these ideas coming from? It's coming from your forge. below your, that sits behind your navel. And you pulling that out of that intelligence, that flame, that fire. And it's backed up by and ensured by your soul, your spirit, and your mind. But you pulling that energy out of the fire, the forge within you, the tumult. You see what I'm saying? The inner belly side. That's what's going on here. That's what's going on here. So I'm going to see what this thing called matter can really do for you. You're starting to see the positives of it now. Like, I can do this, this, and that with it. But you also see the limitations. You see the imperfection in it because it's so incomplete. It's so incomplete. Since you're a star seed, a star lord and lordess, star goddess, star titan and titaness, since you all these things, you able to do things with this thing called matter. This smoke is this forge inside you. These motherfuckers ain't never seen before a day in their life in the history of the cosmos. You see what I'm saying? You starting to like, okay. This got some value to it. When you practice martial arts, you actually practicing martial arts. You see what I'm saying? You generate what we call static melanin. I talked to y'all about this in a physical magic video. That static melanin is you harnessing the bioelectromagnetism inside of your body. You see what I'm saying? And so when you get something on someone, they should feel that connects raw material to images when you hit them. That's where it gets interesting. So not only did we have this thing called matter, but it was that's what you were doing. Matter. You see what I'm saying? Well, physio matter. Physio material. You see what I'm saying? And so now you want to see the world vibrating. Your matter is vibrating higher. You see what I'm saying? Because matter is of the logos of the Amada Oxomaden, which are the three source frames. So your matter is starting to transmute itself into something new, something never been seen before. This is why you have met, because of all the forces, the foreign invader forces, that these world wars are here, all these programs that they installed to design to hold you back. Because they wanted this shit to stay imperfect. Because they control corruption. You see what I'm saying? Deficiency. They can't control perfection. Control something that's already perfect. They don't need you. You see what I'm saying? That's what the problem was. That's what the problem was. So, this is what you got going on here with this thing known as perfecting the imperfectible. So that's the alchemy here. We are perfecting the imperfectible, or turning lead into gold. You're turning matter into refined by energy. So what would it be? We're done. We right now, the name is just called perfected material. That's what we have right now for this energy, because ain't nobody ever did it before. You see, ain't nobody ever did it before. An exact future of what we gonna do with this, because it ain't never been done before. See, then we give you possibilities. We can tell you what you can do with it and how you can contribute. We can't know it really can go because it's a project. This is an experiment. Let's see how it's going to go. Because if we can perfect matter, then we perfect creation. They say there's only one era in this creation, and that's this realm, this verse here. Only one era of this corrupted realm. You see what I'm saying? Like ego in the galaxy. And all this raw material energy, but he was fucked up. That was Demiurge. That was Yaldabaoth in the movie. They called him ego in Guardians of the Galaxy. But he had all this raw primal energy. Because, you know, Star-Lord was half of it. He was half of this energy, this primal material, this demon urge energy. He could tap in, and the energy actually materialized the world with this energy. Because he's an incomplete product, because he was a mad guy. So now you here perfecting this, the mad guy's program. Because dead, we... for his fuckery, like I told y'all. But his creation is still useful. Y'all want to know why it's taking so long? It's taking so long because it's never been done before. So, whenever you do something you ain't never did before, it's all experimentation. You got to work with the formulas and the programs until you get it right. And that's what you've been doing. That's what the timeline shifting. That's what the alchemy, that's what the magic, that's what the sorcery and the psionics and the force and all that is about. You are working to produce the perfect alchemy with this so-called imperfectible. You see what I'm saying? It's so far from creation that it don't know creation. I mean, so far from the source that it don't know the source. But what if we can teach? You see what I'm saying? What if we can teach matter about the source? The problem is just pulled up. The God is in existence. Cosmic Big Mama, Cosmic Grandma pulled up in January. He's interested in what we are going to do with this thing called matter. You see what I'm saying? This thing called matter. What is matter? We got to define it. Well, it's already been designed looking for us. The sciences have already done the work for us in this field. Matter, it condenses condense atoms that have chosen to be, you see what I'm saying? Matter is condensed atoms or intelligences, quantum intelligences, have chosen to be material. You see what I'm saying? So this realm that you in, this material realm, astrophysio-material realm, all program, and this is what you're dealing with this program. You deal with perfection of the imperfectible. Like, can we teach matter source? And guess what? It's starting to look like we can't teach matter source. We just have to get the formulas right to teach matter source, or about source. And now matter is starting to respond to the energies and intelligence. Something that was previously thought to be impossible. But through the efforts of all the star seeds, the star seed nation or the order of star seeds, through our efforts, we have learned to teach matter source. And through source, anything is possible, right? All things are possible, right? So now, since we have learned to teach it about source, we have an opportunity, a design to perfect. And that's what this alchemy is about. So now, we tell it that source energy urged to believe that the source energy was real. Another level higher than his bullshit. He is the storyline, ego and all that. We even learn to transcend the ego. How about that? Ego is supposed to be his program, right? The cerebrum, which is the left hemisphere and right hemisphere of your brain. We even learn to transmute that shit. Our predecessors just did that with Bobby Heenan and everybody. And left that program for us. So all we had to do was come in for ourselves figuring out how to perfect matter. You see what I'm saying? So this is going on. Yeah, Machiavelli and Matrix 4, they showed you. Matrix 4 Resurrection, they had two groups of sentinels. They had the old sentinels, which did not know nothing but demiurge energies, and they had this new program since yet, which had got hip to something other than demiurge consciousness. You see what I'm saying? Since yet was a new form of intelligence that worked with us to say, okay, maybe we can perfect matter. And they produced EOS, which is a beautiful, and that's what we're working towards. We're working towards that new consciousness where matter is actually, and via matter's perfection, we actually, through matter's perfection, we perfect creation. This is the only part of creation left to perfect. That's what the whole Gnostic teachings was about. It's the only part of this we perfect it all. That's what the ancient Kemetians was trying to tell us. You gotta perfect it all. You can actually transmute matter into a divine consciousness. And that's what we tapping into. So that's the 10 years. So remember, the alchemy is the process, the cosmic process of perfecting the perfectible known as matter. So now, why do some of these real different earthly powers? And it is because we are from different. Well, that was when DC and Marvel was true. Yes, the reason why all of us remember so many different past timelines is because we are all from different Earths that experience different things. So, like, on one timeline, Malcolm X didn't die in 1965. He didn't die in 1968. And him and Martin Luther King died on the same timeline. These things existed on different Earths. It depends on where Earth you are from. And up until a certain point, you was on those alternate Earths. But we all was pulled to the emerging Earth because it needed to be perfected. And since now that the Demiurge is dead and been executed, all his bullshit-ass timelines and futures are gone. They try to use that magic dead now because he dead. Since your false god dead now, your mad god is dead now, now we have taken complete control of this material matrix. So you're gonna see yourselves be able to do way more amazing things than you can do before, because you have way more freedom to do it, because you're not experiencing the oppression and suppression of the Demiurge force via his goddamn prophets working the magic for him downhill to keep everybody suppressed, no press. So now that's the thing. The Mandela effect is all our mass thought consciousness coming together into one unit mind. And that's what's causing the shift to happen. Another thing, the Mandela effect, all the other Earths are bleeding into our realm. Called Mandela effect, and it's because of our unit mind. I just showed you in the Eternals. The unit mind is us coming together into one mind, one consciousness, one program. And so since that's happening, all our other experiences from the other Earth are fusing together as well, and that's causing the Mandela effect. You know, I'm from an Earth where in Star Wars it's Luke, I am your father. But on this Earth, it's just I am your father. You see what I'm saying? That's a different Earth. You see what I'm saying? That's a different Earth. That's the mind blowing part. It went from Luke, I am your father, which actually was way cooler, to just regular, I am your father. You see what I'm saying? Other things have changed as well. The reason why these things are changing is because our consciousness is fusing together. So all the cool things from other Earths are bleeding into this reality. And we sifting through what's working and what's not working to perfect the imperfectible, which is matter. You see what I'm saying? That's what we do. So now, what would be the result of the shift? What if I told you that 5D is perfected material, or a perfected 3D, 4D consciousness that we are all materializing from within us? Because remember, 5D is about in and out. Your inner space affecting the outer space of reality. So whatever you pull out of me and materialize here automatically affects this realm. You see what I'm saying? Because this realm thrives off materialization. Physicality. That's why every motherfucker in the gym being physical. You see what I'm saying? They being physical, realize. And I mean, materialization will happen eventually. They get bigger muscles and stuff like that. But it's just being physical with it. But what if they can take that physicality and start working on materializing what they need and desire in life? You see what I'm saying? What if they go within and take that physicality, that kinetic energy within themselves, and start materializing new energies through just the weight room alone? Because a gym ain't there but enough fucking war room. You see what I'm saying? Well, you get right. You see what I'm saying? 5D. Five dimensions, right? Five dimensions. In and out. Dimensions and all that. See what I'm saying? So those deeper levels, those are deeper levels of your inner space. All other dimensional spaces are deeper levels of your inner space. But 5D is just in and out. That, as within, so without. You see what I'm saying? So, because 4D is as above, so below. And 3D is at the universal soul. You see what I'm saying? So whatever happens with your soul, it affects the 3D realm. So but 5B is as big as over that. Long correspondence. Right, so it's all there. So this is what we're doing. This is why our ancient enemies are scared, that they have no record of what's going to happen past 2025. Only those star seeds gonna produce the unthinkable and the undoable. See what I'm saying? Only those star seeds that memorize the unwritten, only those star seeds gonna produce the unthinkable and so-called undoable. See what I'm saying? So this is what you got going on. So now, as a plan to update, you are now in what is known as the Sigma Age. Sigma. But like Gamma, Beta, Alpha, you know, those different energies. You're now in the Sigma energies. The age of the Sigma energies. Why? You have the rising of both Sigma males and females due to the new conditions that have been produced over the past 20 years. You see what I'm saying? Because we just left the what? The Beta energy, which lasted from 2008 to summer of 2021. The Beta energy was about what? The Beta revolution. You had Beta males and Beta females. It was about what? It was about intellectualism, right? That's what Beta energy is really about, intellectualism. You know, doing the work, you know, working on your technologies. But the problem with Beta energy is you're living in fear. I know y'all asked me, what happened to the Alpha energy? Well, they started killing off and locking up Alpha, so the Alpha energy on the planet started to diminish. That's why you're not seeing a lot of Alpha males and Alpha females like you used to. But that's fine. That's all right. So, since they diminished Alpha energy, and everybody pretty much sick of the Beta energy now. Like, we straight. The Beta energy complete the process. So now we are dealing with Sigma energy. It gave birth to Sigma energy. And these motherfuckers is scared of Sigma energy. Let me tell you why. First of all, what is Sigma energy? It is the long spiritual gorilla assassin energy. So it's the long warrior, long assassin program. We talk to each other through these phones and everything, but man, for the most part, you're doing it alone. You know what I'm saying? You're a loner in this life. Long wolf, the long tiger. You feel me? So from October of 2021 up until about 2033, we will be in the Sigma energy, the Sigma era. So a lot of Sigmas is going to get a lot of shit done via the long wolf. See what I'm saying? So this is what you got going on here. So you about this is where you at. We in that Sigma energy, and they scared shit of Sigma energy because they can't control Sigma energy. They control Beta energy because there's a lot of fear that comes with Beta energy. They can't control Sigma energy because there ain't no C in here. You see me? And then you about to see why first. Now, these are the two types of energy that Sigma personnel carry. One is the long wolf energy, and the other is the long tiger energy. Now both these animals are lunar animals. The long wolf energy is the Nubian energy. The wolf is able bred to look and find its pack. It's highly intelligent. It has advanced primal path, instinctual intelligence, great sense of smell, high sense of freedom, high sense of nobility. And you have the ability to break away from the status quo. Now you long wolf leaving this old pack, want to go find a new pack, and enjoying a journey of finding. You see? Also another animal, which is Bostitian energy, because the tiger is part of the cat family. Right? The tigers, and we've been talking about tiger energy a lot lately, have we not? We have. It's genetically bred to be alone. It's highly intelligent. It hunts along as well. A lot of y'all been tapping into that royal energy and feeling it for the last, heavily for the last 2-3 years. Okay? Soft paratonal, intensity, extreme self-discipline, and exceptional uniqueness and creativity. That's what the long tiger energy offers. And so that's what y'all, that's what we tap into, because I'll listen to see. You see what I'm saying? So and now a whole bunch of information of Sigma males and emails. You see what I'm saying? Man, as big as didn't even know we existed 10 years ago, didn't even know a Sigma existed. Well, because it was an assignment. It's a Sigma energy. Go check it out. Just type in what is a Sigma male. Or Google what is a Sigma male. You're going to find all this new information that you know existing. And you're going to find out that when you learn the traits and everything of a Sigma male and a Sigma female, you're going to be like, oh, I resonate with these traits. And I'm going to give you something on right now. Sigma males and females have the unique ability to oscillate between the two animal energies, and this is what makes our generation dangerous. They know you can get on the wolf form. Now they'll know what you're about to do. They'll know if you're looking for a wolf pack or you're just going straight solo dolo. And it's hard to keep up with one person in a world of 10 billion people.
Mm.
And you want to refer more to that, go check out the Art of Guerrilla Warfare and look at a chapter on the Long Wolf. It's a whole chapter on it. I ain't going to go into it on this. But, yeah. Go sit by J.J. that book. And it's a whole chapter on the Long Wolf. And they show you in that book how dangerous the Long Wolf is. That's what you're doing. We are a generation of Long Wolves and Long Tigers. You see what I'm saying? And long nerves. Because we pretty much doing it ourselves. So we just really connecting with each other online just for value and sentimentality. Like, you doing this shit too, bitch. And then we go our separate ways once we heal each other emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and focused, we go. We back in the wind. Which means you do not accept the status quo of society standards. You are self-sufficient. A lot of Sigmas can't be bribed because they are self-sufficient and independent. And so they don't need or want the help of the government. This is a lot from our generation. Loners, you do not need a social circle to thrive. You see what I'm saying? You do not need a social circle to thrive. Adaptability and cunning. Sigmas can adapt to any circumstances. See what I'm saying? So this is what you got going on here. So, and the reason why you're able to adapt to any circumstance is because you're intelligent, resourceful, improvisational, and cunning, like they just said. So you can adapt down to anything. And they know this. You're very malleable and adaptable. And so that's a dangerous trait. How you gonna control somebody that can change and acclimate and assimilate and do whatever the fuck they wanna do whenever with their free will? That's what make you dangerous. That's what make this generation dangerous. What I mean by this generation is everybody who's a starseed and know they're a starseed in this moment in time. So we just call it the starseed generation, aka the last generation. So now, solitary. You solitary. They love to be alone over having companionship, which they feel slows them down most of the time. So you love to be alone. You prefer your companionship. You prefer your solitude over your companionship. So niggas be like, hey, you want to come out? Nah, nigga, I'm going home to my fortress of solitude, nigga. I got other things to be doing. And motherfuckers don't believe you until they come to your house. And you're like, damn, you actually got a lot going on in your fortress of solitude. Yeah, I think I be bullshit. Think I just come to the house and look at the ceiling. Nah, nigga, I'm in the lab, nigga. I'm in the kitchen, building, cooking up shit, whipping up shit, studying, growing, producing newer and better and more refined versions of me any chance I get. You see what I'm saying? Any chance I get. So that's what scares these elites the most. These niggas thought that. So not only is these niggas doing this and that, we don't even know what these niggas doing because they keep to themselves, which is why all this spy technology came out. They just start spying on niggas for their generation. They start spying on niggas because of our generation. They knew we was coming. They knew it was going to be a generation of lone assassins, cosmic warrior assassins, and oracles, and psychics, and all that, that didn't want to hear shit they got to say. They knew this. So, and finally, invisibility. Sigmas don't need attention and actually strive to be invisible because we are the ninja generation. That's why you love your ninjutsu and ninpo. That's why you love studying cloaking techniques and all that, and those invisibility techniques and how to be silent and shadow-based techniques and even how to be invisible in the brightest day, which, yes, you can bend light to become invisible according to physics. That's called light invisibility. You got dark invisibility, where you use the shadows of darkness to become invisible, and then you have light invisibility, where you use the light frequencies around you, and once you allow yourself with those frequencies, you become invisible in light. They thought niggas was gonna be around here wearing. They thought niggas was gonna be around here wearing armor and shit. About to fuck they shit up. Doc Pemberton told us in Star Wars long ago, niggas ain't gonna be wearing armor in the last days. They gonna be wearing cloaks, hoodies, my niggas, hoodies. They gonna be wearing cloaks. Those cloaks, they gonna be all the more powerful in their invisibility. They gonna be a phantom menace. That's what the fuck you talking about. Niggas ain't walking around with no fucking armor on. We need armor for. It's way more deadly than when you way deadlier in a hoodie, which is your cloak of invisibility, your physical one anyway. You also have your energetic cloak of invisibility with your energetic cloak of invisibility, what we call the force cloak. We can just disappear on niggas. Poof. Then niggas, I remember when I was a kid, one of my teachers, I think I was in second grade, one of my teachers asked me to go do something for her. So I went to go run the errand for her and came back. And I stood right there in front of her. I was reading a Star Wars book, by the way, at the time. Star Wars novel. I came back and stood right there in front of her. And she was waiting on me to get back. And she did not know that I had came back. And I had been standing right there in front of her for about 10 minutes. Talking invisibility. She couldn't see me because I was invisible. It wasn't until she said, "What is this nigga at?" that I remade myself visible to her to where she was. And she said, "Damn, you been standing there the whole time? How long have you been standing there?" I've been there about 10 minutes. 10? this is the power of your invisibility. You've been back for 10? Right there, she's literally right across from me in the hallway. Now, you know, hallway is small. So you thought she would be able to see me. She couldn't see me because I was invisible. And I didn't even realize I had turned invisible until she said she was actually looking for me. You see? And that was the first time I had used my business. Even my classmates didn't even realize I was there because I wasn't saying it. I was just standing there waiting on like everybody else. And so this is your gift. So that's the sixth trait you have. Then the seventh trait is prioritization. Sigmas prioritize their own needs and wants over everybody else's. We are not a selfish generation. Let me be the first nigga to tell y'all. Any nigga that's telling y'all that you gotta be completely selfish is on some bullshit. We are not a selfish generation. We are a collective selfish generation, as in not just self. We more inwardly focused on us and what we got going on. Now, we will come share some of our advancements and insights with you, but we don't care about what we got going on. Let's be real. And it's not ego. The niggas think you're an ego when you do that. It ain't got shit to do with ego. You are in love with yourself. And you seek to know thyself to the best of your abilities. And you going to learn yourself and work with yourself till you eventually produce your best self. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. So, yeah. Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's what this Sigma energy is. So, we are the Sigma Ninja generation, and the lone spiritual assassin will thrive during this age. Refer to the Lone Wolf chapter in the Art of Guerrilla Warfare. There you go. Like I told you about J.J. Tucker. Next, the new ascendants. The Mulians will transform in the thing into Mulestials in the future. That's the only message I got for that, the new ascendants. So, yeah, the Mulians will transform in the thing into Mulestials, which is your celestial being, you know. Homo cosmic. I've been telling y'all about that forever, so we don't waste too much time on that. That's the only message I got anyway, so, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. And finally, Free Larry Hoover. Hashtag Free Larry Hoover. Is a program that my homegirl Rashida and brother Ryan Hayes put together for us to operate indigenous Mulian mound builder Americans, niggas, as we also call ourselves. It's for the rise of the Mulian mound builder. So get on one accord and one unit mind. It's basically a program that unifies the North American Mulian mound builders up on the one unit mind as we fight to reacquire our true indigenous heritage, spirituality, culture, wealth, royalty, and true ascendance of Turtle Island. That's what the whole Larry Hoover program is about. And so what you do with that is you can write out your declaration of power. Be like, dear gods of fire, dear gods of America, or dear American gods, especially gods of fire. And then you say something along the lines of, I myself declare that I want and need this and that to happen so my people can be free. And then you write sincerely, and you write the hashtag Free Larry Hoover, and you burn the paper. You see what I'm saying? You burn the paper. So that's what you got going on. That's what you got going on. You want to burn that shit. Burn it all. Like Killmonger said, burn it all. It's time we know the truth about us, right? It's time they know the truth about us, that we cosmic warrior assassins. All right? They need to know that now. We cosmic warrior assassins. It came to unleash, right? That's what hashtag Free Larry Hoover is about. So it started off as cosmic diplomacy. But you know these niggas weren't gonna listen to us. You see them saying, you knew these niggas weren't gonna listen. So now we came up with on 2022 a campaign to put it in out here all over. And forcing them to listen to us. You see what I'm saying? Now we speak in peace and war, nigga. We don't just speak our peace now. Now we speak our war, too. But now it's going down if you don't give us what we need and want. No ands, ifs, or buts about it. So now, in conclusion, our time is here. We have been waiting for this cycle to come for the last 500 years. This is the cycle of what the Olmecs call Ha-Panuk, the age of the Phoenix, or the age of redemption and resurrection. There y'all go. There it is. Right there. Can't say it no better, no worse. It's totally the economy has a planetary update. Let's see. We have 22% left. Any questions? I got some percentages there, so any questions?
great podcast, guys. We're going to come in right after this. Just going to see if you have any questions, but we're about to come in.
There you go, Shadow. You are the CEO of your own life, so make all the decisions. We're not over here. Little Nisra. Yeah, Gwendolyn, for a long time, I thought something was wrong with me for wanting to be myself. Yeah. Hey, why don't you tap into your inner sigma? That's what you are unleashing when you get into yourself. Now, if y'all don't know what color the sigma frequency is, it's blue. Like, remember the sigma fraternity? They wear blue and white. Yeah, it's actually blue. They're right. That frequency is blue. And that's what you are unleashing you when you get into gnosis, knowledge of thyself. Learn about thyself. Learn to reach within. So you can begin to get to know. And the more you get to know you, the more you actually affect the world. Because that's what begins to go without, right? So, yeah. Thank you for that donation. Any other questions before I roll out? Jesus, thanks for clarifying the Larry Hoover thing. Yeah, Larry Hoover is not just about freeing Larry Hoover. It's about declaring that you want to be free from this bullshit that these invaders got going on. It's just a program. I just participated, but Rod Hayes and Mahogany Rashida put together to formulate one unit mind in America, because nobody believes we can come together to get this done. Everybody's betting against us fighting against each other. You see what I'm saying? So nobody believes that we come together for this one event to get this campaign going, so we can get free from this bullshit, because the White House closed down, everything closed down. They closed it down because they were so egotistical, they just don't believe that we will ever come together to do any damn thing. And they just don't believe it. So this is what this is about. Now, they started to get nervous because niggas actually come together under this banner known as hashtag free there. So now niggas getting real nervous because it wasn't supposed to get this far. And so since the homies and homies are coming together up under this banner, and their needs and desires are not getting met by these beings, then Mother Earth is fucking their ass up. Your energy, your consciousness, remember our mass consciousness, we hold the greatest amount of carbon on the planet. But it is 44,000 tons. They said 20 tons is 44,000 pounds. As a mass group of people here in America. So we generate 44,000 pounds or 20 tons of pure plasma heat, plasma carbon heat. And they just don't believe we'll never focus or unify enough to discharge this energy to create change on their level. You see what I'm saying? That's what this is about. We about to prove them that we actually can come together, if only for like 5 minutes, to get this resolved. You see what I'm saying? To get our freedoms from these crazy motherfuckers before they not only destroy us, but themselves and the world too. Yeah. These are self-destructive, anti-natural, corrupted, inorganic, crazy, dysfunctional, demiurgic motherfuckers you're dealing with. And so if we don't stop them now, who's going to stop them? You see what I'm saying? Who's going to stop them? That's what the hashtag Free Larry Hoover energy is all about. So now we're making our declaration of power and freedom to these niggas. Like, yo, We ready to come up out there with your bullshit now. If you don't let us out your bullshit, then we're going to destroy everything you love. What would the girl verse say, the color purple? Until you do right by me, everything you touch gonna fail. That's basically what that is. For everybody who wants to just fully understand the Larry, the hashtag free Larry Hoover image. There you go. There you go. Hope that helped. Let's see, that 13%. I can take one more before I get out of here. Everybody else got one more? Okay, dude, where do I get my information from? Half. I said 1/3 channels, 1/3 research, and 1/3 reality-based situations. Or what we call field reports. See what I'm saying? Doing field work. So 1/3 channeling from either the Universal Akashic Record or my own personal Akashic Record. 1/3 researching. That's where the books and scholarship come from. And 1/3 just doing the work in the real world. So what we call field reports. That's where my information come from. There you go, Jay Wade. We starting to come online. Kobe, you have an idea when they will actually show that he's released. Whether they release him or not, is the most important program. What matters is they get your shit back. You see what I'm saying? That's what truly matters. The three kings walking the earth, that can happen. They probably would rather do that than give you your shit back. But now it's a full package. We want all our shit back. Nah, we don't want to hear none of that. And until we get our shit back and the rightful rulers run this bitch again, both queens and kings, indigenous, not your fake ass clones and shit that you like to put in place, not the actual indigenous rulers and roulettes around this bitch.
Well, we got a caller.
Until we see that.
Until we see that,
we gonna fuck your shit up.
We gonna set fire to anything.
So, yeah. Mac 10, why dreams of becoming too vivid and static charges, static charges increase as you mutate. We transmute into celestials or moodestials, as they say in the channel. So yeah, you mutate, you transmute. You become something like Arishem and fucking Eternals. Not the Eternals. You already an Eternal. You becoming something like Arishem. Yeah. Think. You just need an idea. There you go, Creator. There's America's Pluto return. 250-year cycle in which America was founded. So today is America's official death day. Yep. Your team, do you think we should move out of America by 2024? You only move your spirit to you. Your spirit say you need to move somewhere, then you move somewhere. Again, your spirit don't say you need to move nowhere. You good, then you good. Shit. America ain't going to be as fucked up as y'all think it's going to be in that way. But it will be a lot of savagery happening, but y'all going to be protected because y'all did the work. You see what I'm saying? You was doing the work. So we'll be the new leaders that teach everybody once it's your fault. So, yeah. But I only got 7% left over here, so that's pretty much it. I'm Marvin Jones. You got to put the word out. Share this with your friends. Let them know what it is. You want to cash at me. It's MCJ Network. If you just want to support your boy. And I'm out. Peace.
Beautiful, beautiful lecture. I love our brothers. Who teach, you know, thank you. Everyone, thank you guys again for tuning in to another podcast of Hands and Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haru, and as you guys always know, I am joined with my brother Eternal, El Bay, peace and love. We had a caller, somebody. Excuse me. Wobbly Yawn. That podcast is coming up later on in the year, toward the latter part of the year. Why do we yawn? We're going to get to the root of why they're young. But that was great, guys. We got 8 minutes left for the live podcast. That was great. That was great. We'll use the last hour to, you know, for Eternal to expound. I have nothing really to add to any of that. I promise you, I was just a student. I'm listening. And as guys who teach on that level, like him and Eternal, I always see that the seat of my brothers, and I'm always a student learning. You know what I'm saying? I love learning. I'm addicted to learning also. That's a good habit that I have. So, yes, yes, yes. All right, guys, peace and love. Let's go ahead and bring Eternal, Eternal peace and love onto you. Eternal, one thing I noticed is that the Pluto conjunction happens every so often. And the last time that this happened, the energy pretty much was on the side of, you know, the coordinators, the low vibratory energy, you know what I mean? My cat is really excited. I don't know if it was this yesterday or earlier today, but these last two shows, she has just been really excited, jumping all on me and shit while I'm talking. Anyway, and I have two black cats, too, y'all. Pluto. Pluto conjunction. I'm going to let Eternal talk because I'm laying in the bed. This is why I don't do podcasts when I'm laying down. Eternal, go ahead. Peace and love onto you.
Peace. How you doing today, bro?
I feel relaxed. I feel determined and relaxed.
That's good. Great, actually, state of mind. Like when people take a test, they feel that they get anxious and, you know, they get to a point where they might even get anxiety or depression as a life being taken from you type feeling. So when it comes down to like this Pluto, it's a platonic or once-in-a-lifetime feeling, yet at the same time, it happens quite often. We don't really see it. So the reset button, being more in the how does the world conjunction with the other side of your zodiac sign? And we were explaining it yesterday or the day before. How does your shadow get bigger than you? Sometimes you think the shadow might be bigger than you, just didn't dawn on it. And even for people, like the brother said, he said, like what Severin Beaumont also said, you have a McGregor. And this McGregor is like your invisible you, right? And you created this invisible you. And then at a point, you walked away from your invisible you. Now, the invisible you now has visibility. The only problem is some people look at your visible you and from the invisible you, and they label that as you, but that's really the past you. It's not a present you. So you're a constant newer you happening, just that they look at the old you to represent the new you. And this is where the Pluto or the multiverse conjunction starts to happen. People really do enhance the next level to it by becoming more aware of what they say about their past person, so that they become more aware not to be further or worse than that past person. Because for real, you can't repeat history. You can only make it worse or better than the history that we know. So these are the shapes. These are the platonic shapes. These are the, how did you change this square to a trapezoid? You know, we reshape ourselves. And so it might be last year you was out of shape. This year you recognize you was out of shape. So now you're working on shaping yourself. And then, of course, a year from now, you'll see how those three shapes molded you from the time that you was out of shape to the time you recognize your shape, and then the time that you say, you know what, I'm going to get in shape. And there's your plutonic effect. How do you see an epiphany? Like the brother said, you can get it in 5 minutes that probably took you 5 years to recognize. So what's happening right now, people are having this, you can call it a rude awakening, an epiphany, a phenomenon, even relationships, you know, like they stagger at this moment right here the most, because a lot of things that we say we're going to do and we don't do it, the action has to be just as loud as your words. And so the unbreakable pyramid, you know, the unbreakable pyramid is unbreakable because of the way it's shaped. It has three isolated sides, and that makes it an isolated trope, which is a triangle, a trinity. As brother said, you can't cut down trees and not expect them to grow back again. So you can cut them this year. However, when it grows back up, did you have a measurement for triangulated energy that comes up out of the earth? Sometimes we're, as a people, don't know that we push a lot of our baggage under the rug, as we would say, as a tree would be when it grows. And so the growing of our time has been also been, like, as they say, stagnated, like a tree can be stagnated. So just like a tree represented a lot of things in our reality. The tree represents being able to have a square and a circle, yet this is the in between the square and the circle, that as a tree is known as a trinity. It's also known as the three dimension, which gives us a fourth dimensional explanation of time, because time creates space, and in space you see time. Now, of course, as we said earlier, the karmic debt is like the ending of that time. Because as you hear, it could be a debt. So now, are you adapted or you adopted towards what, you know, has to change for you, the outcome? And that's where the Dharma comes in, the causal, that says, you know, no matter how good or how bad you are you still going to fix this issue? You know what I'm saying? You can walk around it, play around it. However, just like it was said earlier, fear is a tool. So until we learn it, where you putting fear on each other, you know, don't go down that street because you're going to get hurt, you know. And then there's this tapping into the talk with the walk, and now the action behind it. And we're really good at spelling out things. We're really good at putting spells on one another, that it's so easier to do it. Like I asked someone, I said, are you perfect? I'm asked you, are you perfect?
Yes.
Absolutely. And to accept that lets you know that you're in the wavelength to the next dimension. Now, those who are not in the next wavelength or dimension will say no because of confidence. The world now is taking on the confident people versus the inconfident people. You had plenty of time to fix your inconfident side. Now, of course, I'm not saying your time is completely up. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is you're going to be tested more.
Even if it
you're
was.
You're going to be tested more. You're going to be tested more to realize how much you don't have confidence. Let's say you talk about somebody. Let's say you talk about this person really, really bad. And the person pops up. Do you still talk about the person? Do you change the attitude? You know what I mean? Do you really be truthful about it? Okay, so sometimes we get into lying to ourselves about someone else. And then at a point, we don't tell that person. So basically, that person walk around you blind, not knowing that this is how you feel about. Yet the pattern grows. And so now as the pattern grows, it still shows itself no matter how good or how bad you presented yourself. And you're saying, it's not me. I'm not doing it. Well, your action is now speaking louder than your words. So now is what the Pluto effect can be. What the tree has now done, it grew past that power line where you thought, oh, this is going to stop right here because I cut it down last year. Just because you cut it don't mean it won't grow back. So in actuality, we have to look at things in the root of where it's at, the origin of where it's at, so that if there are plutonic changes and once-in-a-lifetime changes that happen, you're able to easier to accept it. If you had long hair on your head and you cut your hair, would you be all right with it? If you had long hair and you cut your hair this year, would you be upset about it?
I wouldn't. I cut it.
Yeah, it's your purpose. You're finding purposes. That's why I like the movie Matrix. Neo's enemy was saying, I found purpose. You know what I'm saying? Even in this other movie I just watched called Ambulance. Now, I'm watching these movies and they're giving me to a point where they're still talking to us and they're giving us these siren messages. It's coming from the omniverse, not just this verse that we're looking at. We say, oh, that was a good movie, or that movie sucked. Maybe because you didn't get the message. The message in the movie Ambulance is giving, again, purpose. Now, the brother is the same Morpheus, new Morpheus. And he says in there, I was given a purpose. He's saying in the movie. I ain't going to tell you where is it at because you have to do the research on your own. I don't like giving you the full thing. I'd rather you go and get the effort. What I like to do is what they do, I don't even want to call it that, but the spoiler alert, how they kind of like give you something ahead of the time. So you'd be like, dang, I need to do something on it. Need to check that out. And then when it pops up, be like, oh, that's what that's the positive way of seeing Pluto. Because when you think of Pluto, Pluto is a Greek terminology anyway. So what he did was he took the Pythagoras concept, also the Fibonacci concept, which goes back to the tree of life, seed of life, the flower of life, the seed. How do we see the seed grow out? How do we see the snail on the head of a Buddha and not know that that's still the connection, the personification? We looked at things and saw symbols that gave us sigils. This was how we knew about the cow. We call it the calendar, not the calendar. The cow, they made a cow out of it, right, and then called it an energy. A cow is like saying, call. So you're saying a word that actually is a sound. So now calendar, they made a cow an ender as a lender to us and our realities, the black and white, the cow of cow words and coward. The bull is the cow now. So they made the bull the cow. And now the cow is the woman being on the screen, just as much as like when I was saying about watching these movies. They are not only wanting us to see the truth, they also want to blend it with the lie. Like have us go chase and help Tommy, who's out all day and want to be this helping man or the savior, yet our life is on the line, and we'll put our life on the line more now for the one who already basically told us of, you can tell in the movies where they being gullible, us as being a character being gullible in it, and then we say, oh, now they got to find out how gullible he was in order for him to get out of the situation. And that's where, you know, how gullible really are we being tricked by SU or Elegbar and saying, oh, I need some help, I need to be your, I need you, man. You know, I gave you everything. And if you watch Ambulance, I'm going to say at least three different characters in there you can find out they are narcissists, straight-talking narcissists. Like,
what
I gave you the world, man. Look out for me. I gave you stuff, you know.
What network?
But this is...
You tell them. What network is that? And can you spell the name of that just in case anybody wants to try to find it?
Which one? Ambulance?
Uh-huh.
A-M-B-U-L-A-N-C-E. Ambulance. It's the actual movie dealing with
okay.
a brother that
just like
he played in
car.
Candyman. Yeah, as the car. As the car ambulance.
Okay,
and it's
I
dealing
it.
With life plutonic. Pluto moments that you would never run into this person ever in your life, and now you face some truth. How do you face it? How do you change your shape or you stay the same shape? And if you stay the same shape and you see something that don't work, you might have to reshape. So this is where the Mandela effect also is there. When you work with your knife and you find out you need scissors, you going to stay with your knife or you going to go look for some scissors? You know what I'm saying? So the tool is now being shown to us. They're saying, are you a toy? Are you a tool? And can I use you as a weapon? This is where the narcissist can play the best at because they know how to manipulate. I think I just sent on Facebook, like, the most manipulative zodiac signs. However, they happen to be your oppositions if you don't know your sign. So you'll find out that, damn, I'm still one of them. I'm still a manipulator. No matter how do I get
Scorpio.
Out of it.
Scorpio.
Yeah, there's Scorpio in there. Virgo is in there, which is my opposition.
Oh, yeah.
Libra is in there. Leo
mm-hmm.
is in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you look
Gemini
at it.
Gemini, too.
It is Gemini. Yes, Gemini is up there as well. When you look at it, though, it's explaining how they're wanting to call us a split of ourselves. This is why the two, what did I say about two? Two is like a dual. However, do we really need to dual ourselves? And that's why masculine and feminine, as we were saying beforehand about symbols, how as above, so below was always given to us, yet that was like for us to get like the first part of it. You know, and so there's different ways that we have to look at it through. Now, because of that, it gave us the expression of what megalith is, a megalithic. Now, I know I was speaking about Batman yesterday. He's the example of a hermaphrodite as well as an example of the Herma Anubis. Now, Herma is also... when they say Herma, you're saying a feminine energy on a masculine body.
Mm-hmm.
So they made Batman this version of seeing himself at least twice. You know what I'm saying? One, from his mother and his father. Two, from what he feels like he needs to serve society that he doesn't see fulfilled in society. So it goes from a mega is like the mother. Of the whole thing. So megalithic, like they created basically a megalithic culture. Now, how did they create it? Well, they had to create it out of basically nothing, yet they had to create it from something. And just like what he said about the Siberians, he had to at least go into a paleolithic age. And that was from the Franco-Cantabrian. That's the part where Francis and all of this other, the Greek, the weakest part of our body basically found out about. However, it's from that weakest side we found out that the megalith is the highest purpose right now. And in our highest purpose, the other purpose, the behind scenes, and that's where you get Batman. Batman is really the gothic vigilante. He's coming from a god state of point, but he's a demigod. He's not the actual god himself, but it's more like this is the tools that can come out of it. And what he spoke of, he said, fear is the tool. What I found out, fear is a tool. So if you look at that new age Batman that came out, it's not really talking about Batman. It's talking about the Dark Knight. If people know about the Dark Knight, most people have dark energy amongst themselves, and, of course, we need some cleansing, so we call it shadow work. And in this, you see that he's kind of a grim person. He doesn't really smile or anything, so he's more mainly a crypt keeper. And so they mainly made him like a real Ampu in today's society. And for that, that's why Ampu is like a very symbolic symbol to how Batman is the Ma'at, the balance to the Metropolis.
Where you going?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Because he got basically moral principles, and he deals with natural laws, and he also deals with transformation, and he deals with how cosmic and human life is really being, you know, altered. So he looks around, and basically he's more like the son of Osiris, you know. They were called Adonis. And it's from that western side, but it's also showing you a missing part to our vegetable life, you know. And then what is the vegetable life? Vegetable life is like how he to himself. He don't really go out much. He stays to himself, even though he's in this tower, and, you know, and he's big up on about timeless lessons and how the allegory of mankind is still showing itself and how he wants to, you know, fix things, basically. He would be like the Chaldean of that past in the Egyptian conference, or the Gnostic. And so through that, he's more like the one that if you do wrong, he's going to pop up. So it's like maybe there's not perhaps the resurrection for seeds and the fruits. So what we're finding out is a lot of us are finding that we don't want children. Some of us saying we don't want to have a child. But that's where the fire of love is. Okay, the emboling of man to excel himself. He also alludes to the value of all things in nature, the organic and the inorganic, as bearers, spiritual messages by virtue of the distinctive forms and the characteristics of. So what we're missing, a lot of us are not seeing, and that is, how do you talk back to yourself? So there's the Hora Apollo. That's the whole thing about the hermaphrodite, and because even for myself, they called me Baby Huey. I didn't know what that meant until I got older, and I found out they meant Hercules. However, you can't get your strength unless you know, like, if you look at this new Batman, he got long hair in the version. So he's showing his feminine first as a principle. You're not talking about gender. You're just talking about principles. And that's what made me realize, dang, like, there are us walking around here feeling like maybe your mom, your dad, they're not the same people you thought they were when you grew up. And so now you're having this Pluto effect, and now you're realizing you got to be something different from your mother and your dad. Even though you cater the knowing of your mother, it's probably the structure that they did that kept you alive, you know what I mean? Or it might be their discipline that kept you alive. So now you got to take the symbols that you see and create sigils that's not there. And then the sigils, that's where you see the, like, I'm going to make the better of my mother or the better of my father, you know, and this is where the megalithic side comes into play. This is where the two become a trinity. See, you're going to see what's good about your dad or your mother. Now, just like in the movie, they found out that mother killed her father. And then they say, oh, cover it up. I need you to cover that up. So then the father of Batman wanted to hide the truth while he was getting ready to become a mayor. But a mayor represents a nightmare. See what I'm saying? And his mother name is Martha. So you got Mar and the, T-H-A. But Martha, or Tha, represents thought. So the mother or the planet Mars is teaching us, right? As a father who's saying, Ptah, I got to go farther than what your son had to do. He had to go farther to find out where is this, because now he's the Dick Tracy. He has to do the detective. When you put a D on it, it's a half of a circle, right? But it's a line in between that circle. That's the diameter. So when we say the diameter or the plumb, this is also the Dionysus. So when we see Dionysus, it's the happy face and the sad face. So in this reality, he was looking for the truth, even though he's blinded by justice, because as like from 1 to 20 or 0 to 20, we get into an existence and we think, this is how my mom and dad, you know, this is how they raised me. But then you have to rise from that. You have to grow into your what you thought you was growing into. Because you say you've grown, but now how are you grown? You got to grow in, you got to grow up, you got to grow out. But in order for you to grow out, you got to grow through something. You got to go through something. You can't just say, oh, I learned something. Well, what'd you learn? You can't show it, then there's no production to how you learned anything. So now these are the processes of what we look at as the Legba and Poo or the underworld or the test of your time. Time is you being a third dimensional being having a fourth dimensional feeling. And now you can create it by how you emit it. So now as a metallurgist, that's what he ended up having to be, or a brainiac. In that time that he set to himself, he didn't dilute it by being ignorant. He didn't dilute it by being more illusional. He started to break down through DNA. He started to break down through what we call motif, M-O-T-I-F. Look up the word motif in etymology. Now, motif, that's like your nobility. So now if you a higher nobility of yourself going all the way down to where you don't have any good motive of what you're doing in the lowest vibration. So now you can hurt anybody like an animal can hurt anybody. So now that aspect of what I was saying about the wild animal, wild man, society tried to show us to be as a wild man in society. But it's not that we're wild men in society. It's been created to think that we're wild men in society. So now I can have a reason to not correct it, but kill it. Oh, shit.
Is she wanting to add something? I can hear you. If you can get a little louder, a little closer.
Yeah. society just changed us into a mode that where if we didn't see it, if we didn't see it, it's now showing and it's full view, it's full spectrum that if you have molded something to make it better, you know, it'll be because it was primed to be that way. However, because of what we're now waking up, we're now facing and we're now seeing as the wild man, it's showing how that could be the worst of it. And because that could be the worst of it as the wild man, we are seeing that we should not be this wild man. Now, they put it in baseball joint, wild thing. You know, you make my heart sing. They put it in a lot of the stories where the things are wild grow or where I'm going to say where the wild things are. They've made movies, they've did series, they did functions, festivals. All of these are that geared to have you face what we call the two. So when they made up the twins, they said two. But you know we have more than two. We have quadruplets, we have triplets, we have more than two. So to make it flat enough that everybody should be able to get it, we'll start it with a two or one. So that way everyone got it. So if anything, if I can show you from a Hindu versus your Hindu side, if I show you that there's the word S-I-D-I-S, Sadis. That's the older version of Hindu. And because of some of us didn't see that, we'll label things of what it is. That's why it's not good to just put label on people. Just like the Buddha has been labeled as well, whether it was masculine or feminine. And you know, you can have a woman that's Buddha just as much as you can have a man that's Buddha. So what society is now doing is they're showing women also are superheroes. Well, the only problem is they have went back enough. However, they ain't showing you where they're getting it from. So now we still kind of like stuck in this Pluto effect, not seeing that it's like an Apollo effect and not knowing Apollo had a son named Adonis and not knowing Adonis and Apollo is basically like saying Zeus and Hercules, and not saying is Osar and Haru. You are getting your stories constantly thrown continuously back to you on the different realms that other people live on, whether it be the west side or the east side, to where you're like, oh, now, you know, because it comes through architecture. It comes through your color. It comes through, I had gave you an example of what different crosses are. So you got a cross that can go straight across, or a cross that looks like a cross, or a cross that where you're going across something. So the word cross happens to be a graph or graphic kind of concept. So now that's where the mandala comes from, the numbers, where we're dealing with types of serpents, whether it be a fire serpent, water serpent, air serpent, you know, and that's why we deal with the zodiac. We don't say, oh, I deal with one zodiac sign. No, you deal with the whole zodiac because it's symbolizing the animals and the events that happens on stages of development through civilization, of how when a man was free, he was freed by his independence on the symbols, not his dependence on symbols. So what we've done now is pull all the symbols out, and now they're really instruments. If you look at a fork, it's an instrument. If you take a spoon out, it's an instrument. So if we didn't know, like that card, that Monopoly card in your hand, when you pass it or when you, you know, use it for getting cash out or using it to get something in exchange for it, you're using an instrument. So we as ourselves, we are, and then you have music, and music is on instrumental energy. So everything's basically based on a mental coming out, but it's through an instrument. Just like we were talking about yesterday, you can't have jealousy unless you have inspiration, and you can't really have inspiration unless you have aspiration. So the first thing you see is going to be negative. That's going to be your first push. Damn, I don't like that. Or damn, I like that, but I don't like him having it. Or I don't like her having it, or whoever it is. Or you say, oh, I want that. So now it's the automatic take away from that other person, even though it wasn't your intent to take away from that person. It's the inspiration that person is, how they rocking it, or, you know, maybe how they not rocking it. You might see that you can rock it better than them. So it's the inspiration that now is led by, like the snake, a asp, bit on the ass, like Cleopatra. A snake, or Ra, is manifested. So whenever we say, Cleopatra, it's a C with Leo or Leah, and it's a Cleopatra. And a pet is known as pet. You look at animals as pets, right? You got pets in your house? So now these pets are also a connection to Ptah. They're also a connection to Ptah. When you say pet, you're still saying Ptah. You didn't finish it all. It's still pet. But pet can be also peppy.
So you got to teach on that, Eternal, because, you know, I feel that these animals, they be like, I know it's a spiritual energy connection, but I feel that they are something more than just what we think of as just an animal or a pet or a cat or a dog. Like, it's an energy we're connecting to.
Oh, yeah, because they're not only a communication extension, they're also the dimension to the communication. So I can communicate through the other path through the cats than I would through a dog. Now, the reason why I say that is the cat that has nine lives. The dog has to be a canine in order to be better than the dog itself. So in other words, the dog has the potential of highest ability. However, it might not utilize that. That's why everything has spirit. Like, everything's created by spirit. Don't mean that they're spiritual. They just, everything's created. That's why I was saying earlier with the one base, the two base. Once you become a three base, it's a little different. That's why the triangle, back to the triangle, is unbreakable. Once you get to the third base of that triangle, it's unbreakable. That spear is basically the tripod aspect. That's why a lot of stuff can be made in a trinity, and it don't seem like it's going to break, or you can use it easier. Like, you can use a tripod, and it don't take a lot of space. You can fold it up and put it in a corner. So when you use a tripod and then seeing how the two, like how the tripod is still crossing into itself to where now it could be four, like a chair, a folding chair. Now the folding chair can be put into a corner. Now it can't be put in a corner like a tripod could, yet you could have it slanted and it still could be put against the wall or something. It just have a bigger length to it, or height or width. That's what makes shapes like the plutonic energy change, yet it's still within the material that it has a form. It's not the same form, but it's a different form. This would, in other worlds, like how the brother was saying, we in multiverses. So in another world, that someone who don't have a child, that grew up not having no children around them, will look at me and say that what you just described is stupid. Well, that's his senses that he's speaking through. And those senses opens up those planets, opens up those worlds. And that's why some of our worlds are closed to us. So the Pluto world, when the world of Pluto comes around and we start doing stuff that is remarkable, but we so used to it as like an eternal being, we could have been done this. We do this all the time. But it takes the thought for you looking at it, you have to now consciously think of how long it might have took me to do this. Now, does that kick in to where you appreciate, love that? And there's the extension in the communication we were speaking on. So the animals, because they're in here as a longevity, they see the other animals, they have a certain language field that they already based on. And so you got two cats. So you got one, and I know they're not the same age, right?
One of my she's 4 years old, and my baby, he's a baby. He's not even 1 year old yet. He's a kitten. So, no.
Okay, so you're seeing stages in the cat.
Here. I got three different stages over here. I got a dog that's a senior.
Right.
I got a cat that's middle age. I got a little baby.
All right, so you get the three stages of life in front of you, and that's explaining communication and its tensions between the three and its extensions out of it. So now that's how you can see descriptions put before you, and how do we tell future is like having those dogs and the cats to do certain things. Like the dog might bark because he hears something. The cat might spiritually see something, and now you're looking at what you looking at. You are actually being able to enhance yourself off of their senses. Now, of course, if you don't utilize that, it's just spirit. You don't see nothing off of that. That dog, that cat, they're crazy. So this is why one who now experienced motherhood, I'm not saying that motherhood has to be you turned into a mother. No, I'm saying you have to take care of something. And what we call what mothers do, they nurse the energy. They always know how to nurse the energy more than the average man would. So now, if the mother, of course, was taken out of that, this is where the wild man is put in her. And that's how she create the quote-unquote wild man. And that's how a lot of us, like the brother said, we got alpha women running around, and alpha men, now it's starting to not be alpha anymore. Well, this is that depletion. This is where we're seeing the turn of the sun and the moon. Now we got the Heterus coming out. We had the Heterus at one point. Now we got the Heterus. And speaking of that, I got my daughter. I'm going to have my first daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to have me a girl. I'm like, what? I've had a boy all this time. Now that I'm seeing him at 19, during turn to 20, his 22, I'm seeing the duals. I'm at 47, which makes me an 11. So I'm a 2. So I'm seeing how time is changing while I'm being present. I can see change. And just like the movie Batman, the movie Spider-Man. These are two movies. They separated from each other. One is in March. The other one's in December. I look at the dates. I look at how in numerology, how they match. I see how they're not only speaking in balance, talking about being balanced. They also, in the movie, they're throwing little hints about real change. Be the real change. They're telling you subliminally of what is to become of yourself. Now, of course, if you don't see it, it's not going to be there for you. That's why The story is given to everyone, and everyone has the story. It's only up to you. Do you see it at your level? And if you don't, that means you're not at a level. So you got to at least start getting to some levels of yourself. You got to start. Don't be bored with yourself. I'm hearing that a lot, too, this time frame around. Y'all bored. Why y'all bored? If you bored, that's like playing a Monopoly game and you being monopolized by the whole game. Now, I get it. You want to put the Monopoly money up? I know. That fake money ain't even real. However, I'm talking about your spiritual side. You should never be bored with your spiritual side. If anything, enhance your spiritual side. And if your spiritual side is bored, then that's why your physical side is now waking up. And you're like, damn, I can't go to sleep at night. Well, you call it sleep. They put dogs to sleep. You're supposed to be recharging. And you don't call it rest either, because that's rest in peace. That's why they made us zombies. So if you utilize the words, utilize your spirit, your physical, and your mental, because that's what the three Spider-Mans were doing. They were in there talking about, you amazing. Bro, don't ever let me hear you put yourself down. You amazing. Bro, you don't realize what you've been doing. You amazing. You know, bro, he was like, man, I ain't never went to help no aliens before, but you did something grander than me. He said, my life is boring. You boring? As a Spider-Man, your life is amazing. You're amazing. They had to talk to each other. We need to pump each other up. You've been pumping everybody else up, but not yourself. Are you serious? Stop wasting time pumping everybody else up. Pump yourself up. Pump these people that's next to you up. We got the air. You remember that shoe? It was like, and then you feel like you could do a dunk, but you can't jump high enough to dunk, even though you felt like you could, though. That's what we need to do. We've been using this pseudo stuff on everything else but ourselves. Look at what's going on. Everybody's being talked about. And you're still in the back line. Now, I don't mind being in the back line. I get to see everything. However, it's not always that good to be in the back all the time. Because you take a picture, you can only see your face. I want to know the rest of your body. What's the rest of your body got potential in? You know? We have to be potential thinkers, not just critical thinkers. I get it. You want to critique things. That's a great thing. However, that's what the Mozart did. And we kind of like past that stage now. So if we can get into the Trinity stage, we will know how to nurture and nature what we're nurturing. Because if not, you're destroying it as you're creating it. You're hurting people's feelings. You're using it emotionally wise, though. And so when I say I love you, that's what was in the movie, the narcissist part of it, by the ambulance. He was like, if I've done all this for you, you should do this for me. That's not how it works. We talking about something from nothing, and you created something out of. That's not, if I threw it over there, you got to throw it back to me. That's not how it works. I know a lot of us thought that way. Shoot, my parents taught me the same way. You know, if you help somebody, they'll help you back in return. No. If you help somebody, walk away from it. Walk away from it. Don't look for it.
Here you go. Eternal, here goes. I heard something and it relates to that because I was always I'm learning that for myself. I had to adopt something new. And what I did in my own learning was I adopted, we do not give love because we expect it in return. We give love, we give love because that's who we are, not because we expect something in return. That's
yes, and we have abundance. We have, so that's what makes you casual.
Yep.
Call it sutra tama. Sutra tama. Sutra tama means the silver thread. You have a silver thread that's linking to a phenomenon by way of its center to its origin. It does not invalidate or even modify the architectural and ulterior reality of this cloister. It enriches its significance. It dignifies it with an inner form. You are created by spontaneous energy. So your historical and your symbolic is very important. So if you're thinking about it as in a religion aspect, you have to really go esoteric so that you can see what's superficially irreconcilable, as in unbreakable type level, like your materials. Is it specific validity? Validity. If not, you have to look at the historical background. What is an object versus a subject? And is it action that causes it to be open to your event? or is it just reality for us? Because if you don't have a reality for us, it's weakening or invalidating it. See, it's like the point of once you take the seal off, the air comes right on out. There ain't no stopping the air coming out. Truth is reality in the world. So now facing it is it by symbolism? Everybody using that to create it to be stronger? Because I could always put fear in front of it. It's the psychological truth, yet it could be still fear of the essential ones.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
If you're an artist, create the archetype. If you're a biologist, create your astrobiology. If you're a person that's into the language, learn more of the Chaldean language. They were showing you what intermedia was missing. The part of what I was speaking about Mesopotamia, actually, the actual culture that we start to say, okay, well, we don't have that. Well, how about look at the 8 Indian signs? The zodiacs are Edu, that's E-D-U, that's a ram. Yal, Y-A-L, that's a harp. Nand, N-A-N-D, that's a crab. Amma, A-M-M-A, that's mother. Tuk, T-U-K, that's balance. Connie, that's A-R-R-O-W, that's an arrow. Kuda, that's a pitcher, P-I-T-C-K-U-D-A, which is pitcher. You already know pitcher, P-I-T-C-H-E-R. And min, M-I-N, and that's fish. Now, these happen to be the dodecatemerian system of the zodiac, and it was created in the 6th century B.C. Sometimes it's not just you look at the first zodiac and say, we this whole zodiac. Use that, yes, you're the whole zodiac. That's your present zodiac. Now, let's look at a past and a way even before that. You know what I mean? So now that you can match them up, because this is where your cosmic law, your natural law, and what we call the human law, your life, is really happening right now. And it'll explain why do we run through people who want to explain symbolism. But if we were learning it from a lower Roman Empire, this is more than likely why it's been dissolved differently. And since that is the issue, look at where your numbers, because your numbers don't lie to you. And they always reveal something about your life, whether it be through a life path, the cyclic cycle, or the centering of yourself. And we know the cyclic cycle, it has to have prototypes. And that's where we get our hieroglyphics from. Now, you know hieroglyphs is a part of the Heretic. And this is why you got Hera or Hera as in Herma. And so the Hermaphrodite, the Hermes, the Trismegistus, this all is the connection that you learn in your masculine and your feminine as principles. Before we even go into gender, you wouldn't know it. So that's why the age became ageless. We were able to be ageless because we were a two-headed eagle or two-headed folklore concept, of course, but yet it was still the explanation to how you thought with a double head. You didn't think with just one head. Most of us now are running around here left-headed, left brain thinking. And because of that, it's because of the right-hand influence. The brainwave changed at a certain period when you start utilizing certain points of your body, just like how we were talking about the woman. Like, we got the alpha woman getting to become like, I think there was the last stage was, I think it was even November or December. But after that stage, now the men energy is coming back again. So it went from women to man. So we're learning if you're eating proper foods, you can still create your woman. However, if you're eating more meat that's going to tap into your blood, you're going to end up having a boy. So there is ways that the estrogen and the testosterone can influence the decisions of what's coming into existence. That's how you know about the black sun. That's how the constellation of the Big Dipper was the actual calf leg and they made it look like the Big Dipper. So they were giving you an idea that this is Heru. This is the bull. This is in the south. This is in the north. This is in the west. This is in the east. We knew as above, so below, because we could read the stars. Now we know from nothing to something. See, we didn't have nothing of this stuff at first. And then we had one child that was created. And said, okay, wait a minute. This child's a girl. Then this other child created as a boy. Okay, what bloodline? Now you know from that bloodline, if did they separate, they go amalgamate? These things are important to us. So much that we wouldn't see how important it is now because we done, I'm going to mess with her. I don't care what bloodline she is. And then you find out later, damn, I should have checked her bloodline. And so now we all kind of like still starting to face the truth that didn't just pop up. It always been here. So now we got to be more mindful. You know what I'm saying? Like if we already did the damage, I get it. You call it damage. However, it ain't damage. These are life lessons. You have to build anything. You have to destroy certain things in order to build it. You can't go through and say, God didn't create all these things, and then you put your hands in it and don't realize you're creating through God's things. You're still doing that part. So you're a part of the essence. So you're godly is what I'm basically going to. I'm not taking away your essence from the essence you came from. Now, the problem is most people take away your essence from the essence you come from, and that's why it's the issue. If your mama is your first disciple and you know that she created you to be a disciplined being, you ain't going to say your mama ain't the first disciple. That's oxymoron. However, society showed you that you the first disciple. So now they have you eliminate your mother. That's why it's been the dark night. That's why we've been Scottish writing our people out. And that's why even the fathers getting killed by their sons or the mother is getting killed by their daughter. Because we don't have this natural nurture law, cosmic law, galactic law that we all been living by, not to disobey that part. Now we're starting to disobey it because we see how they're living. And so now we say, well, since you're living the wrong way, I feel like I need to get rid of you so I can live right. That doesn't mean you corrected anything. That means you're making it worse on your child. Because now you got to tell the child, well, in the truth, I killed my mother because she was doing wrong things, and I didn't want you to become that, so I killed her. Now your daughter's looking at it like, what?
Well, eternal, so just, yeah.
I went through all that, man, knowing that my mother grandmother existed. I put her at the altar. I was chanting to her and all, and you killed her? What the? That don't make any sense. So when we're saying we're putting things up and hiding the truth into our don't want nobody to know, that stuff creeping out. That stuff creeping. Look, I talked to my dad for like 2 hours the day before, just the day before, 2-3 hours actually. And he broke a lot down about my grandfather, my grandmother, you know what I mean? Like what he was about to do to my aunt, you know, things like that. And I'm like, whoa, wait, whoa. These are the Plutos. These are the, you ain't never heard this story before, but it's there. Oh, it's there. And now that it's there, how do you accept it? How do you say, okay, well, I can get over it because what? I can't do nothing about the past if it's in the past. Now, if it's about to happen in the present, I can do something about that. All right. So now, don't be that paranoid being that says, oh, here come the past, it's repeating itself. No, that's like a pothole in front of you. Are you just going to go right in the pothole or you going to go around it? Matter of fact, you going to stop the car? You going to stop the car? You going to put some dirt or something in it? So it ain't just you that saw the pothole? Because somebody else going to see it too. You going to let them ride into it? I was trying to tell you. You ain't do nothing. You just saw it yourself, rode by it because you got by. Just because you got by don't mean the next person can get by. So in a humanitarian way, like I was saying earlier, big yourself up first, right? And then big up somebody else. You got plenty of time to big up somebody else. Don't just keep bigging up yourself. Now you're being selfish. The Most High gave you eyes, ears, nose, and a mouth to work with, and yet you can't pass nothing along. That's the issue. You're now a big waste on this earth doing stuff to the earth that put time into you so you can have an existence. Right now, it's still existing. These plants are giving you oxygen. You're throwing trash on the plants. You cutting the grass and everything. You cutting the trees because you don't like it. Not because it's in the way or anything. I just don't like it. I'm cutting this tree. What the? That's your grandmama you cutting. I just want to be more mindful. that next insect you kill, that might be your grandma trying to talk to you, and you just, you bugged out. So you went on the other realm. In other words, in those situations, this is where you say, okay, you know what? I might be going a little bit crazy. My nervous system is off. Let me detox.
Right.
Let me reprogram myself. Let me sit down and calm
right.
down. Because maybe I'm reacting too well, too irrational. I might have to calm myself. I might have to be the child in wilderness, as they called it, and it's really nature. I got to start acting more natural to the acceptance I'm seeing. And then I can see nurture. Because if you're not acting natural, you're just going to act irrational to everything that's happening. I don't care if a person says something good to you. It ain't even going to be how they said it. It's just because you just didn't like it. Look at the spirit in that being. That's the reason why that being was speaking to you. It wasn't the body. It was the spirit that was talking to you. That's why spirit is different from the actual physical body. And we kind of like blend these two together. And we say, well, he knows better. How does he know better? He has to now know it. That means he has to now become a conscious to it. So if it was a problem and he didn't know it developed, it take a minute for the conscious to kick in. Sometimes the conscious isn't right there when the problem is there. The conscious is already there. It takes time for us to catch up to the conscious. That's why it's called speed. That's why they want to stop you for speeding, because they don't think you were already conscious. So they stop you and say, hey, I stopped you for speeding. No, you stopped me for traveling. And it was time traveling. Now that we want to go there, because now you're messing up my time right now while we sitting here talking about my time travel and how much speed I guess you think I'm supposed to not know of myself. That's why it can be an insult when somebody's doing that to you, causing you a coherence, your incoherence, like as if you couldn't, they couldn't hear you. I know you get this. Somebody say, man, did you see that movie last night? And then before you can answer, they done said something else, and then they're going to say, huh, what did you say? Wait a minute. Did I get a chance to respond? Or you just kind of overtalk?
Who
was the
point
of answering the
question? I'm talking to my dad. Said,
no, no, it's good that you, no, I was saying if someone was talking to you, right, and they ask a question, and then they go on to the next subject, you didn't even get a chance to respond, you'd be like, wait a minute, I didn't get a chance to even say anything. You just talking to yourself or something? You just wanted me. So there's points where even for ourselves,
okay,
gotta
I got
give
you.
Stuff.
I got you. I'm with you. It's just sometimes I be breaking up, and sometimes I be doing stuff in the background too, like me, I'm talking to my dad. But please teach on, because this is for the audience most importantly. But I know our engagement is very
Indeed.
Important. Yes.
Indeed, engagement is always an abundance. So that's why society is showing us that you have plenty of time to catch anything you would like to catch, whether you go back and repeat it, whether you play it in the DVD. We used to have the VCR, and we used to have the movies where we just sit in the movie theater and we didn't get the chance to stop it and pause it. Now we can pause it, rewind it, ask the person, what'd you say? And because of how we're eating in our different lifestyles, it ain't, well, since I said it and you didn't hear it, well, then I ain't got to repeat myself. Some people are snappy like that. Some people will be a crocodile and bite it and just be bitter, you know, a biter, a bitter. That's why salt is mainly in their diet. And they need a little bit more sugar, you know. Some might be too sweet, though, because then they're too passionate. Now they're too sensitive. So now they need some salt. So they won't be that sweet and soft and spongy-like. So this is why crystals, sugar, salt, all of these are the adamans to how we make an academic body. We are the academic body. So just like that, you have cavities in the teeth. Yeah, well, you have to clean your teeth at night because you're eating a lot of sugar. So it's even water. Water detoxes your teeth. You might not want to, you know, if you don't want to eat sugar, you might drink sugar. But then drink water at the end and drink water in the beginning. You'll find out, all in all, you're an alchemist. And the better you find out, the better you feel about it. Don't stay at third grade level of teaching that they said, oh, all we had to do was teach them to read at third grade. They're going to think it's torture, so they're going to stop reading. You've been started. You read the book before the book. No, the book read you. Then you start reading the book. That's why you like it so much. You know, when people run into a fortune teller, it's because you read the fortune of the teller already. And you just want some assertion from this fortune teller. Now, if they give you a bad reading, you'll say, well, the person gave me a bad reading. And it's because of your natural instincts that was kicking in that made you say, oh, this is a good reading. When you read those zodiacs that's coming off on the horoscopes, it's your feelings that connect you to those readings. So you're applying what you want to see is basically what pseudo is. And so pseudo is our reality on a lot of things in that aspect. I would say don't overindulge in your negative side because it can blind you just as much as the good side can. And so now what I mean by the good side being blinding, don't overindulge in the good side like you're so positive that nobody else can be negative around you. I've seen that done. And this is where the age of 20 going into 30, there's this battle y'all have. And you'll say, well, this person is good, this person is bad. How do you know that? Tomorrow it'll switch. And now you're going to say, oh, this person is bad today and that person is good. Don't keep doing that. Make them a well-rounded person. Sometimes. Go ahead.
Let me tell you, Eternal. Let me tell you, and then we gotta, because I'm opening up a whole nother door here. But let me tell you, we got 15 minutes is what I was going to say, and they will cut us off. But I just want to say that there is a rift between, you know, good and bad. There is a rift between the generations. You know, there is a communication gap, a communication rival. I don't know what it is, Eternal, but it's definitely there. And, I mean, we're not communicating. We're not talking. It is what it is. Ultimately, it is what it is. But my thing is, what are we doing to try to change it? What are we doing to try? Because it's not all our fault here. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to do their part. So, you know, what if you have generations, you know, that feel like they may be doing their part, you know, and to kind of blend and mend this together, but not everybody's participating. You know what I mean? So it kind of makes it hard for, you know, us to kind of bridge that gap, you know, between the generations. You know, we don't. And I love what you and I do, you know what I'm saying, because you help me to understand a lot of stuff and, you know, in listening, I self-correct a lot of my errors, you know what I'm saying, when I know I'm dead-ass wrong, you know, but this conversation, Eternal, that you and I have, not many have and not many are even willing to do. So what do you say to that?
Well, I would say to that, The beginning is you got to have a love for yourself. You got to have a love for yourself enough to reach out to other people, because this is an infinite thing. It's infinite to wake up people. It's infinite to be in your abundance. Now, however, do you want to be in the infinite? Some of us will limit even our infinite. So in the actuality, like you just said, people are having the result of I'm tired of it, or, you know, I'm sick of it. You know, I'm sick, I'm tired, I'm angry, I'm frustrated. These are different worlds. They're not our world. They don't even obtain to us. You are the I am. So now whatever you put that with is the attachment to it. So now it could be the inner core that's messing up your outer core. So now you have to be mindful. Work with what you can work with. Whatever you can't work with, push to the side and deal with it later.
All right. With that, y'all, let's go ahead and end. I thank you, thank you, thank you, y'all. Eternal said something very key. You know, and from my angle, go back and listen to yesterday's podcast. It was really, really good. I enjoyed that one. But from my angle, you know, the reason why Eternal and I are having this conversation right now is because I did just what he said. You know what I'm saying? And it might not be with the seniors or elders in which I would love to have these conversations with, you know, but the universe is always abundant. And the universe, notice I say universe, Y-O-U, not U-N-V. You know what I mean? Universe, Y-O-U, universe. You know what I'm saying? So exactly what I desired, I got, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't get it like I wanted it. You know, and that'd be our problem a lot of times, you know, like we can ask for stuff and, you know, we can get that mother, you know, I didn't have a good mother. You know, the universe, you don't know how many mothers the universe sent me. You know, the universe sent me quite a few, you know what I mean, along the way. You know, especially growing up, my cousin slash aunt, you know, like I had so much there, you know what I'm saying? But I couldn't see it because I wanted it from one person. You know what I'm saying? So just know, you guys, that the universe is always going to be abundant. You're always going to be provided for. But really, as Eternal just said, guys, and I am a living witness why Enhancing Awareness Radio, we're able to even chat today, is just because of what he said. It starts with you guys, and it starts when you go within. All right, Eternal, go ahead and take us up.
I get there's moments of where you feel doubt. You even feel fear. I get fear all the time. Fire, earth, air, river, rain. These are why we think of fear. It's your spirit. Your spirit is having a collective conversation with you, and it's best you listen to it. It's going to tell you some things. It's going to actually enhance you on certain things. It's going to help you be aware of it, even when in the midst of it, you're thinking, this is the good one, this is the good one. Oh, nope, this is just good for now. And then this is Mr. Right. This is Mrs. Right. Oh, this is Mr. Right now. Dang it, Mr. Right now. Dang it. So it's the reality of grace is always going to show you the better pace in your time. And if you're aware of that, the universe, the omniverse, the multiverse, the macrocosmic energy is going to constantly reward you. And, of course, if you're not listening, it's going to constantly reward you. I said, oh, your thanks, respect, I said.
He gives another smile, try to understand her side, to show that he cares. She can't stay in the room, she's consumed with everything that's been going on. She says, whatever happens, don't let go of my hand. Will be alright, he assures.
you, man.